Ruth. This is our second interview.
So the first thing that I realized, because I was ready to go and sit down and write the project, is that I looked at what they had done in the past, and I was sort of shocked as to how little I ever really prepared them for the succession trail. We typically, by the way the parking lot is aligned, we start and go backwards through the trail, which is difficult. If you want to watch succession, you should really start at the beach and go into the woods. We're starting at the woods and going to the beach because of time and all sorts of complicated issues. So I've always given them two articles to read, and they were okay. They're old. I tried to find new, more modern ones, but it's not really a modern topic. So I stuck with one of the two articles. I decided they really didn't need both of them. So that was an update for this year. And I really, really went through the article. And it's actually an excellent article. It says everything I would want it to say, but I decided to generate a reading guide so the kids could be targeted on what I want them to pull out of it. So they are reading that this weekend, and tomorrow that reading guide is due. It's a formative assessment, so that means that it won't ultimately go into a point in their grade. And when I do formatives, I do three layers: mastery, progressing towards mastery, and then not even close, and zero means you didn't even turn it in. So it's an interesting teaching kids how to appreciate that. It's helpful with parents, but all the formative assessments should build their skill set to the end product. They will get graded on the end product that they're going to produce for this. But this is the background saying, I've read the packet, I'm prepared for the trip. And if they're not prepared for the trip, it sort of sets me up to have a conversation with them on the bus tomorrow, on Tuesday, when we go on the trip. Again, the problem with formative assessments is you have to grade them quickly. And you have to make comments, otherwise there's no point. So it might seem like less grading, but it's actually sort of more grading, but directed at each kid and their needs. So that's where I am with the reading guide. I'm really excited. I can't believe I never did that. So I'm happy that somehow I awakened the concern that I should do something like that beforehand. And we'll see what they give me tomorrow with that. And then I also realized that I'm very specific. I've been going for so long as to what plants they should be noticing. And if you have a name and an image of a plant, you'll find it better than just a name. Just because I'm familiar and I throw out the name marum grass, I want them to have a picture. So I created, and I sent maybe on Google Docs for them to share. I actually checked to make sure they could get the pictures I wanted, and then took each stage of succession and highlighted the grasses and plants and trees, etc., that I want them to get pictures of, knowing full well that they could get the pictures. They can bring those in tomorrow, and I'll check to see that they did it right. But I left them some freedom that if they don't do it, they're unlikely to be successful on the trip. I know well enough also to know that it could be one kid getting all the pictures for everybody, and I don't really care, to tell you the truth. I just, between you and me, I mean, that's not even a formative. I'm going to check when they have their pictures that they didn't put a wrong picture in and they're not looking for the wrong thing. And that's not even a formative because, you know, if they do it, they do it. I just, too much grading for me. So those are the two things that they're supposed to have done this weekend in terms of the June succession component of the trip. Then, so I had done those on Friday. So the kids had them Friday. Then on Saturday, yesterday, I spent hours trying to actually build the project. And what I did, again, in the Google Docs format, and I sent it to the kid, is it's called a raft. This is one of these Chris literacy words that we got trained in. We get a lot of training. I'm sure all teachers do. And the raft assignment is where there's a specific role, a specific audience, a specific format, and a specific topic. In the past, I've done this with freshmen that I've taught, and I tell them, here's the role. Here's who you are in this, the writer. Here's your audience. Here's your format. Here's your topic. What I did with AP kids here is I just told them their topic, very specifically on Dune succession. I gave them choices for their formats as to how they can tell their story. And I told them they have to tell a story, but they have to decide who they are. I said, you can be anybody. You can be a forest ranger. You can be anybody, you know, Greenpeace. You can be somebody who wants to build and develop there. Anything that interests you could be the role of how you're writing this. And your audience is whoever you choose to. So I'll be curious to see what they do with that. And then, as I started building it, and this is where Robin helped me a lot, I started figuring out, once they know their role and their audience, they probably have a better image of how they want to tell their story and format it. And we both actually went back and forth. Do we start with the storyboard or the format? And I decided they should pick the format first, because then their storyboard will build off of that. So we gave them the option of Pixton, which is this cartoon web-based creation, which is nice. We checked it, that they could actually take the images that they take at the dunes and then insert characters over the image, so they can actually create this animated with voiceover characters. VoiceThread is another tool that they can narrate the pictures they take. PresentMe sounds a little drier in my opinion, but they might like it because it's easier. It's a voiceover narration on a PowerPoint. Issue, ISSUU, becomes a very cute storybook with no voiceover. And Video, which is the one I really doubt any of them will use, but I could be wrong, is they just basically film video footage and edit it up like a movie that way. And we suggested maybe they want to include Google Earth screencast sort of ideas in there. So there's a lot of options for them. And I had a lot of issues personally with letting go of my control, because Pixton was my real vision. That's what I wanted them all to do. But then I realized that I'm a control freak, and really, is the goal that they get this amazing tool and develop this really cool product, or that they display a clear understanding of Dune Succession? So I didn't want to get lost. And so if it's easier for a kid to do the PowerPoint with PresentMe, I set the rubric up so that the points are mostly earned on the Dune's knowledge and conveying clear understanding of that.
Right.
Actually, they can pick another one if they find them. So I just have to approve. Yeah, it's absolutely up to them. I gave them 5, and then other is what I... I didn't put it in the assignment, but I told them live in class that, hey, come up with another one. Yeah. And then the rest of the wrap continues with the timeline for them. So we're going on the trip. I should look at my thing. We're going this Tuesday. This Tuesday's date, I'll tell you in a second, is the 20th. Then they have from the 20th, they have a week to the 27th to get me their storyboard. The storyboard is another formative assessment. So again, if they never turn it in, it's really unlikely that they're going to succeed in this assignment, because that's crucial for me to be able to give them feedback. And in terms of this will work, and you're hitting all the conditions and criteria, because sometimes, like I said, they get hooked on the story and forget to tell me about the dunes. So they have a week to generate the storyboard, and other stuff is still going on, so I also have to keep that in mind. You know, it's like we're stopping the course.
Right, do another thing, right.
Then I want them, they have a week after that to actually post their completed story, so October 6th, and we decided we were going to make a blog post, I think we said. Which is, that sounds really cool. And actually, I gave them a little more to leave. That's due October 6th. I don't know why I made it due. I don't know why I went Thursday, not Friday, but that's what I did. So that's October, probably because I was thinking I need a day till they get their storyboards back, or a day or two. I think I went individuals this time, crazy though that might be, because we struggled with teams last project. It is, and I think that in this case, it would be unlikely it's not like a Google Doc where they can sit in two different houses and work on it. And they're very busy people. It's going to be a bear to grade. I don't know. I am excited that I think they're going to actually be understanding the science of succession, because there's really, this is a historic place, the Indiana Dunes, and I want them to open their eyes. I'm excited that there's some non-molecular biology component left in the world, because although I love molecular biology, I think it's good to open your eyes to the environment and big things that are there. So I think that as they take this little walk, they'll hopefully be focused on looking, because they are excited about telling the story to anybody they want. They've been talking about it. They seem like they like that. I just hope they don't get too caught up in the technology problems that might.
Yeah.
Right. And then they have, after they posted the first time on October 6th, they have until the 21st till I'll actually look at it. And so I won't be assessing at all. Everybody else in the world can assess them and help them. They can look at each other. They can see where they've made mistakes. And I told them it's their responsibility to get outside help. Now, I teach in another school that isn't having this project, another AP class, and I will be inviting those students to go in and pick students from Miles West to look at, which I thought was nice, too, because they always hear about each other.
Network.
Yes. Yes. Completely free of charge. Like, there will be, that's another formative, it's another way to build in a formative that I don't have to do. And I thought that was a powerful tool. Yeah, I'll get eight. Okay. Thanks, Robin.